hymn before the sermon is Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem. Words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable unto thee, our Lord and Redeemer. Amen. In the reading from Acts, we heard this Jesus God raised up, and of that are all of us witnesses. But let's start with the Gospel. One of the reasons John's account of the resurrection is so persuasive is that initially it effectively sides with the doubters and leaves the reader with lingering hesitancy. Indeed, it's only when Jesus begins to explain how the past has been fulfilled in the present, and how the present has now been fulfilled in the past, we begin to gain a sense of how peace be with you might be more than a mere greeting. Resurrection is certainly a challenge to our worldview. The task of the disciples is not to guard an empty tomb, it is to follow the risen Christ, and try and understand something of how he appears to us afresh, even at the meal table. Easter is about finding and encountering the risen Jesus in this very present, here and now. Peace be with you, then, is not a state of mind. It is the core of being the church, even when we're separated in this time of pandemic. It goes beyond peace of mind and absence of worry. It is something deep and profound. So the story of stark absence, Good Friday, is now one of intense presence and real and lasting and deep and profound peace. The reality of Jesus is now bigger than reality itself. Jesus is no longer a figure of the past. Jesus does not merely live through the memories of the disciples. When Jesus tells Mary Magdalene, "Do not cling to me," or to the disciples, "Touch me," he's really saying something quite simple. You cannot hold on to that Jesus you once knew. You cannot have the past back. You can no longer possess Jesus. You can touch, but you can't hold. But there's better news, and that good news is that this Jesus can't be held, but he will hold you. Now picture the scene in Acts with Peter. There he is, standing in the street, a little after 9 in the morning, surrounded by people from many nations, gathered in Jerusalem for the festival. And this Galilean fisherman starts to preach his first sermon, the very first sermon in Christian history. And we'll hear more about that at Pentecost. The same fisherman, of course, who was hiding for fear of the Jewish authorities, locked in a room. Although countless millions of sermons have been preached since Peter, has there ever been a Christian preacher who had anything else worth saying? Well, of course, but actually, Peter is proclaiming the core of the message of the gospel we heard. The amazing heart of the Christian gospel is made vital after the resurrection, and it's not merely some human philosophy, no matter how edifying or wise. The blunt and basic truth is that this is a proclamation that this Jesus, who was crucified, has been raised to life. What is offered? What is said? Well, nothing other than that this motley band of Palestinian fishermen and assorted others are witnesses to God himself breaking into history. And what's more, this has been God's plan from the beginning, going back to that fulfillment of the present through the past and the past through the present. All the Jewish scriptures actually point to this decisive event when God makes peace with the world through the shed blood of Jesus Christ and creates nothing short of a new humanity. The gift of the Spirit is the sign that this rescue mission is complete and that a new age and new availability to God has commenced. Nothing will ever be the same again. Let all Israel know this Jesus whom you crucified, and soon as we know, so shall the entire world. God has made Jesus our Messiah for the whole world, for all peoples. Amen. Our next hymn is Love's Redeeming Work is Done, that wonderful Charles Wesley hymn.
Love's redeeming work is done, fought the fight, the battle won. Lo, our sun's eclipse is o'er, although he sets in blood no more. Vain the stone, the watch, the seal, Christ has burst the gates of death in vain forbids his rise. Christ hath opened paradise. Lives again our glorious King, where, O death, is now thy sting. Dying once he all doth save, where thy victory, O brave. Saw we now where Christ has led, following our exalted head. Made like him we rise, ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Hail the Lord of earth and heaven, praise to thee thy oath be given. Thee we greet triumphant now, hail the redemption bound.